Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
You got a good start to your weekly picks?
Decent. What'd I go? I think I went 3-3 last week. My man over here went 5-1. We're now both 8-7. Look at this. College football. You this year, sir, are 5-4. I am 5-4. NFL, you, sir, are 3-3. I am 3-3. Overall, we are both 8-7. In locks, Gator is 2-1. I am 2-1.
Look at that. Yep. Winning records.
How about that?
I like it. I like it. I have to trim a college football game off my list.
Do you got James Madison, North Carolina?
I do not. I looked at it. Yep. I like North Carolina minus 10. I think minus 10 and a half, whatever it was. I liked it.
Yeah, I like James Madison.
But I didn't take it, so I'm not doing it. Yeah. That's up to you. That's all up to you.
It is up to me. I'm just eyeing that one. By the way, did you see the exchange between Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh last night in the Thursday night game?
So I didn't watch much of the game. It was on Prime, and you know how much I hate having to go back and forth.
That one put me to sleep.
I was watching other stuff. I came back to it, and then I was on Twitter, and I saw that weird exchange. I did see it. I was like, what happened here?
So Robert Saleh went to hug Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers kind of deflected the hug and said something, and the tight shot of the camera, he had a stern look on his face. And as much as I would, I don't mind seeing evidence that Aaron Rodgers is as canoey as I suspect mm-hmm. that he actually is, his explanation after the game was, well, first of all, he's not a real huggy guy, but I also... He always talks, Robert Saleh, Aaron Rodgers talking now, said he always talks about the dangers of a 2-touchdown lead. We had just taken a 2-touchdown lead. So I was telling him, hey, 2-touchdown lead, like nothing is over. We're not going to celebrate too early, which I don't know if was necessary.
You buying it?
Actually, I was. I think it's true.
I don't think they like each other.
Don't you?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. And that's the way I want to believe it. And
can't be convinced otherwise.
Right. I'm going to believe it to existence. No, I don't think they get along. I think that Robert Saleh's probably pissed. Maybe doesn't still harbor the resentment, but I mean, that relationship has to be strained based on him not being at mini camps and working with the team.
Yeah.
And being away for just the dumbest of personal reasons.
So, Kenton, do you buy it? His explanation?
I actually do buy it, but here's the thing. Here's the problem with the Jets is Aaron Rodgers has the power. Robert Saleh doesn't have the power. I feel like Robert Saleh is asking for, you know, acceptance from Rodgers.
Right.
You know, like hey, hug branch. Me. Yeah, exactly. And Rodgers like, no, bro.
Not happening.
Like, I got this on my own. So I don't necessarily think they hate each other, but I think it's clear who's in the position of power. It's Aaron Rodgers. He controls that
so
team.
So weird.
Yeah, Saleh, it's like Saleh was going in for the kiss and got denied. Like,
yeah.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Oh, I guess,
he got the Heisman. Yeah. He gave him the Heisman.
Got the Heisman. I guess we'll just be
not fun. Tonight. I got a headache.
Well, the Jets are 2-1.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
And I'm watching all the reaction on Twitter and people going way overboard on oh my God, Aaron Rodgers, he's back. He's back to be the MVP. Look how good he is. And I'm thinking, you know, it was the New England Patriots, right?
Yep.
A Patriot team without Matt Patricia.
Overcoming the loss of Matt Patricia.
Yeah. Let's just pump the brakes here.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a game for him last night, but I don't know if that means anything for the future.
I thought Patriots' first possession punt was the prop bet of the year.
What's the payoff on that?
Well, with the profit boost available, it was just fine. And the Patriots got the football, went 3 plays, 1 yard. And I mean, it wasn't like I got rich.
So there were 2 things I noticed on the Twitterverse last night. And I know everybody wants to call it X. I'm not doing it.
Me either.
So Twitter. 2 things happened. One, people were going nuts about Aaron Rodgers. And the other was that people were also upset that Drake May entered the game. Like, why are you putting Drake May in this horrible situation? The team can't block and nobody's getting open. What are you doing? You're going to get him killed. And I'm thinking, why wouldn't you put him in there? Of course. Eventually you want this guy to take over your franchise. Why not get him some reps at the end of the game?
Yeah. I mean, you can't play the game of football coddling him forever.
No.
I mean, by the way, too, Jacoby Brissett, it's okay to get him killed.
Right. He's disposable. Not our franchise quarterback who hasn't played it down yet. I mean, get the reps.
All right, feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. We are going to tailgate Sunday, but now that it's close to 100, we said screw that. That's from Brian in Berkeley.
It's a dry heat. Dry heat. Totally different.
Yep. God, there's so many Lions fans going to this game. We got 6 heading to Phoenix tomorrow. Golf buddies. Golf Boulders Saturday. Is that a place? Boulders?
Sounds right.
Golf Boulders Saturday. Lions game Sunday. Golf Troon North Monday. Can't wait. Go Lions. Ooh, KJ.
Troon.
In Macomb.
There's a shooter.
The best way to deal with Kyler Murray is middle rush and man-to-man. Make man-to-man look like zone. And zone look like man. He's done a great, like, they are really happy with Kyler Murray's ability to execute, defend against all kinds of defenses this year. And if they keep it up, Kyler Murray might be a problem all season long. You looked up one of these golf courses, huh?
Yeah.
You lost them, Doug.
Well, I mean, the guy, I want to reply accordingly and appropriately to the texter that mentioned he's going to go golf the Boulders.
We got other texts, too, mixed in about football.
You didn't hear those.
And he didn't go look up anything like Kyler Murray's pass completions against man defense or zone defense. He immediately went to the golf course.
Okay. You know how you talk about Bay Harbor up north when you play the quarry course, and you say it's kind of like you're playing on the moon or whatever?
Yeah.
You've got to see the boulders. It's literally giant boulders everywhere. It is a beautiful, beautiful setting.
The boulders. Is it a...
B-O-U-L-D-E-R-S.
I know how to spell boulder.
I'm just wondering if it's... I don't know what you do. Your spelling is often suspect.
Is it a resort? Is it a...
It looks like it's a resort, but boulderscluB.com is the website.
Right.
I mean, it's a desert course with boulders.
I think those qualify as boulders indeed, yeah.
Appropriately named?
Yeah.
Appropriately named. It's gorgeous.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got to tell you, desert golf, I like desert golf. I think Florida golf, overrated. Desert golf, underrated. Up north golf, the best.
Yeah.
Carved through woods.
What's the chance of, like, I don't golf, you guys know this. I mean, I don't know if you guys have golfed a lot in the desert, but snakes. Like,
oh, dude. I mean, when I played it, when you hit the ball out of bounds, yeah, there are little tiny signs that say, do not get this golf ball. I played seven.
Do not get this ball.
I played. Seven Canyons in Sedona. I think it was called Seven Canyons. Unbelievable. It's like golfing in a national park. The first hole, out of bounds. I drive the cart down there. I'm like, there it is. And there's like 20 others. Score. And I see the little sign. I'm like, oh, yeah. But that's a Pro V.
Yeah.
No, wait.
So the other 19, but don't worry about it.
That's an egg, actually.
Is that hatching?
It's a snake egg.
Where's Mama Snake? Is Mama coming?
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.